name is Luke Branigan, and in a couple of the episodes of Hello, Hello, on both occasions, I played a German soldier. At the time, they were looking for blonde-haired, fair-haired guys to play German soldiers, and I fitted the bill. It was very, very busy set. Going back a long time now, but a lot of hustle and bustle. Very hot in the studio where I happened to be for both episodes. But the atmosphere was good, lots of energy, and it was just a very fun, fast-paced time. On both occasions that I had the privilege of being on set, we were actually in the studio. So, up at Elstree there, and all the benefits of on-site food and luxuries, it was fantastic. So in the hot studios, under those lovely, lovely lights, I have two favourite characters. Well, there was a scene that I did with the lovely Vicky Michelle, which perhaps I'll tell you about that a little bit later. So from a young, red-blooded male point of view, she came first, as far as that's concerned. But my favourite actor, with most respect, would go to Kenneth Connor. One of the episodes I happened to be in was interacting with Vicky Michelle. I think there was counterfeit money falling out of the sky being dropped by an aeroplane. And all this money had to be collected up quickly, and everyone was running around picking all the money up and the notes. And I had the honor and the privilege to given directed action, obviously by the director, and to hide this money down the blouse of Vicky Michelle at the time. So you can imagine that it's all very much, you know, for the comedy aspect of it, but one has to be very, very careful how one approaches this at speed. If you can imagine rushing around with all the other Germans and picking up this money and counterfeit, and she's turning left and I'm turning right, and then I've got to get all these francs and stuff them down her top. So that was great. And I kept hoping that there was going to be a hare in the gates. And unfortunately, we heard the dulcet tones of the director at the time, and he shouted, "First positions." So we had to go back and do another retake of that. As I mentioned earlier, it was very, very hot in the studios, and we were all standing in the line as soldiers, standing at ease with our rifles in our right hand. And I remember just looking slightly to my left and noticing one of the soldiers slightly swaying. I thought, this is a little bit out of character. So I kept an eye on him. Within a split second, he was heading towards the ground. He had actually fainted and passed out. I managed to catch him just before his head hit the cobblestones in the studio. So that was quite a moment. And then another time, when I first arrived on set, like I say, it's a long time ago, I get confused. I only had a small bit part, a couple of words in each of them. So I remember waiting in the wings for my cue to go on. And this little old man in front of me, and I was talking to a colleague, and I looked at this gentleman and I thought, is it? Isn't it? And as he turned around, he slightly smiled at me, and we had a couple of sentences. I said, "I used to watch you when I was a boy. I used to lay in front of the TV on my elbows, looking up, watching all those carry-on films." And it was Kenneth Connor himself. What a man. What a humbling man. And what I liked about Kenneth, he had time for everyone. All the background artists, extras, walk-ons, he had a moment for everyone. And that's in the industry I have a lot of respect and admiration for, because there are a lot of them out there, I'm going to be diplomatic, that don't have that quality. So yes, much respect to that gentleman. And what a master at his craft. As it happened, I was going through some old paperwork the other day and I came across a BBC statement. And lo and behold, my last repeat fee was back in, where are we? Oh, 3rd of the 8th, 2003. So if the powers that be are out there listening, if you could forward, courtesy of the BBC, to my new agent, that would be much appreciated. But I haven't had any repeat fees since back in 2003. Well, I think I was too cheeky, so I doubt whether they'd asked me back at the time. No, unfortunately not. So it was an honour and a privilege to be there at that moment in time. And as for any other ones, no is the answer to that. Any other memories? Yes, I do actually. I met a long-term girlfriend on the set, so I was very fortunate. So I had a double whammy, you might say. Yeah, but I met some lovely friends, cast and crew. We forget to mention the crew. Of course, these things don't happen with everyone behind the camera. But no, it was just a lovely, lovely time for the short time that I happened to be there. And thank you for taking the time and allowing me to do this podcast with you. I would just like to say that it would be lovely if, some of the real main cast members would take a moment or two out to add to this, because there are still a lot of people out there that follow these old episodes and so on and so forth. And it means such a lot to the people that are fans of the series, doesn't it? And I wish you every success with your podcast and a lot of admiration for what you're doing, mate. And I hope a lot of other people support you in your quest.